You're listening to SBS News.
I looked up in heaven. I like being a dad. You catch your son if he falls. If he burns his hand, I'll burn my hand with him. There's things you control with your kids, but I knew this wasn't for me to control. It was a speck on the earth. Something happened there bigger than me and Layla. So I surrendered to God. I said, Lord God, this is something bigger than me. You're in control.
In the face of unfathomable loss and trauma, faith is supporting the Abdullah family's healing process. 9 months ago, Danny and Layla Abdullah lost three of their six children in horrific circumstances, and their pain is still raw. That's the sound of the funeral service for siblings Anthony, Angelina and Sienna Abdullah and their cousin Veronique Saker. On the 1st of February 2020, seven children, all from the same extended family, set off in a group to a local shop in Oatlands, Sydney, to get some ice cream. Not long after the children began their short journey, 29-year-old Samuel William Davidson got behind the wheel of his car. He had a blood alcohol level three times the legal limit, as well as other drugs, MDMA and cocaine, in his system. He lost control of the vehicle and struck the kids. Four of the children in that group of seven lost their lives that night. At some point, Layla and Danny Abdullah chose to forgive the driver.
We still forgive. I wasn't upset with the driver. I felt that God wanted our children at that time and in this way. Honestly, I pray for the driver. I pray for everyone involved in this accident. This is what our religion tells us, to pray and forgive. And the thing that happened, I don't want to lose my soul or to lose my family. We still forgive. That is evident with our children Leanna, Alex and Michael. They are accepting the idea a bit more. At the beginning, they found it hard. How could you forgive him? He killed our siblings, but because they saw me and Danny holding to the idea, and we are still on our decision, now you see our kids happy and relaxed a little. For sure they won't be the same. They lost three of their siblings. This is a very hard cross to carry.
Sudden death often produces a characteristic set of psychological and physiological responses. The particular pattern of emotional reaction differs depending on culture, relationships, and coping mechanisms. Common responses include deep sadness, anxiety, shock, denial, feelings of isolation, and numbness. Graham Logan is a Sydney-based psychologist with 25 years' experience. He says there is no right or wrong way to grieve.
It's a unique journey. Now, there's no set time around grief. Sometimes people can get stuck if that grief process then starts to have significant impact on one's mental health. Then that can have a significant influence in people's, you know, adapting to day-to-day life.
Danny Abdullah is content with his decision to forgive.
Forgiveness is a major part of love, and the reason why I forgave as a father and a husband, because I knew, there's a saying in English, it says things are caught, not taught. So well, you can teach your kids something, but if you do something else, they catch that off you. It's contagious. So if I don't forgive and set that example, even if I told them to forgive, they will always not forgive. So I always say I have to lead by example. So I need to lead that house that way. And I don't want no anger, bitterness or revenge in my kids' spirit.
Psychologist Graham Logan says people can find solace from many different sources, such as counsellors, psychologists or GPs, friends or family, whilst others find guidance and comfort in their faith.
They also support each other. They're on the same page, which is very unusual because when my experience, when, you know, a couple might experience significant loss, that everyone's got a unique journey, and often those journeys and those paths don't line up. But if you can support each other like they're doing, also their faith, their church supporting them, then that, I think that's a significant strength that they have, you know, dealing with this. It gives us meaning, gives us purpose. It's a core value, and it gives us strength. Yeah.
Abdullah family are devout members of the Our Lady of Lebanon Maronite Catholic Church. They believe that when one gives and lives forgiveness, its impact is far-reaching and profound. Mr. Logan says in this situation, faith and forgiveness is healing hearts of the family and the community.
Forgiveness, like grief, is a process. You know, forgiveness is a little bit, it's a head-heart thing to me. It's sort of like the cognitive and the emotion. You know, we might think, okay, we need to forgive this person or this situation, or we need to forgive ourselves, maybe, self-forgiveness. It's a choice, but it's not as easy as that. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that people are then allowed to heal and to let go of things and to reconnect. There is a real sense of relief.
Mr. Logan says the surviving children will also have their own unique process of dealing with trauma, but their parents are guiding that.
They're actually, I think, setting a standard. They're living their faith by example, I guess. They're demonstrating that love and that faith. And while the children have their own journeys in grief and loss, and that will change as they get older, they have a wonderful platform and a template that they can look at their mum and dad as, you know, inspirations. And also the community played a role in this as well.
The tragedy saw a huge outpouring of emotion across the country. The Abdullah family have plans to set up a foundation honouring the children and to provide support to grieving families who have suffered trauma. On October 22nd, Samuel William Davidson pleaded guilty to 7 charges in relation to the incident. If you are struggling to cope with grief, you can contact your GP, a psychologist, the Reach Out or Lifeline programs, or call 1-800-RESPECT. To see the full documentary, head to the SBS Arabic 24 website or the SBS YouTube page. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.